Tim Skubic, and he's on the other end of our line. Good morning.
Don't oversell it, Tony. Don't oversell it.
I'm buttering my bread, baby.
Yeah, man. Go get
it. The bridge, what's the latest?
Well, the governor walked over one yesterday.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
And I'm sure that he and Mr. Kelly were thinking about this other bridge, the one between Detroit and Windsor. It is pretty much where it was when we left this thing. although Mr. Kelly has been working over the summer. In fact, he's got a town hall meeting down in southeast Michigan this evening on this issue, trying to bring the public on board. But the more important thing is getting Republicans on board. And he remains optimistic that they can come up with the votes to do this thing.
Have you journalistically changed your mind whether this is going to happen or not?
I think it's going to happen, but I don't think it'll happen in the legislature. I think they will find a way to go around the legislature and do it without having to cobble together the 20 votes in the Senate and the 56 in the House to do it.
Will that give the Democrats fodder come election time?
Well, remember, this was the Democrats' top priority. They wanted the bridge, and they have not checked in on this strategy, but I know there are some Republicans who would not be happy with that because lawmakers get paid to vote on this stuff. And the sentiment in the legislature is this simply is not going to work. The governor and Kelly have been spending the summer trying to, quote, educate lawmakers on this. And Mr. Kelly thinks they have moved the needle. When I talked to him, a couple weeks ago now. But there are problems in the Senate Republican caucus, and they will be discussing the bridge at a retreat I think it's tomorrow or Thursday.
I thought it was interesting. I saw the photos of the governor walking over the Mackinac Bridge, and I also saw some photos of the former governor, Jennifer Granholm, doing the same thing. And it kind of made me chuckle because the gear that they were wearing and the sparkling new tennis shoes made me think, man, they haven't busted out in the gym in a long, long time.
Granholm was there?
Yeah, no, not this time, but in previous walks you've seen her. Does this mean anything to us?
What, the walk?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you know, the former governor was very competitive. In fact, I've started to read her book, and that comes through loud and clear, her competitiveness. So she ran across the bridge, you know. And Snyder, not so much. He did it in about an hour, and he said afterwards, well, now we got a mark to shoot for next year. But don't count this guy out. He's just as competitive. He's just not as obtuse about it.
In reading all the accounts of the president's visit to Detroit, boy, did he really get at the roots of who he hopes to get votes from, the teachers, the unions, and he was trumpeting everything that they wanted to hear.
Well, the guy who sort of stole the show from the clips that I saw, and I was not there, was Jimmy Hoffa Jr., who took on the Tea Party, and he called them SOBs in public. And that found its way into the network news. I can't figure out why. but it was an interesting rally. It really does revisit the tradition of presidents always coming into Michigan on Labor Day. In fact, former President Kennedy launched his campaign for the presidency the first time out by appearing in Detroit, and others have done it. And in previous years, some of them haven't. Obviously, Mr. Bush never came in, but it was a good rally for Mr. Obama, and he's got an uphill climb. I think the Democrats believe that the Tea Party wing of the party is going to take over the Republican Party, and they think that will spell victory for the D's. We'll have to see on that, because that's one theory, but it's certainly not proven yet.
Does the Tea Party have much influence on legislation here in the state?
Probably not. The Tea Party contingency, this is a very amorphous organization. I mean, there are Tea Party lawmakers in the legislature. They are not the dominating force. And remember, there is still a Republican governor who is not a Tea Party person, and Randy Richardville, who isn't, and Jace Bulger, who might be a little bit. So it's a force to be reckoned with. There's no question about it. But can they come in and steamroller stuff? No, they can't.
You know, Tim, before I let you go, you may have been the only person working yesterday, because in Scoop's blog you talk about a growth industry killed. And I just want to get your take on what you've been hearing about medical marijuana. The courts have stepped in and shut down many businesses around the state.
Well, I think the general consensus is that the ballot language, as it was approved by the people, was probably a little not amorphous. It was full of holes. Let's borrow Bill Schuette's line. Some Swiss cheese, okay? And so what the courts have done, they've stepped in and said, here's what you can't do. it still maintains the concept of people who are sick and can get a prescription for medical marijuana. It's all right for them to use it. They just can't walk down the street and walk into a shop and buy it. They have to grow it themselves, and they have to be very careful about doing that as well. This is one of the fall legislative items that will be on the agenda when lawmakers come back this week, Tony. They've got a package of about 4, 5, 6, 8 bills that will tighten up this law even more, because there is some huge dissatisfaction in the law enforcement community, the slippery slope argument, you know, that if we allow marijuana for people that are sick, pretty soon people or everybody's going to be sick, if you get my drift.
Beyond medical marijuana, what's at the top of the agenda for legislators as they come back to work?
Well, for the governor, it's going to be the bridge. It's going to be the personal property tax. If you're a business owner and you go out and buy a piece of huge equipment, you pay a tax on that. You also pay taxes on the pencils and paper clips. The governor and others want to get rid of that. The only sticky wicket there is that if you eliminate that tax on that equipment, it creates an $800 million shortfall, money that goes to local units of government, and they're already complaining they can't take any more hits. So before they pass that puppy, they have to come up with a replacement revenue piece. So the lieutenant governor and others are working on that. We're going to have a couple of special messages from the governor on infrastructure and also on health. He wants everybody to lose some weight. So get on that, man.
Tim, when you read and when you want to go out and learn about the news, where do you go?
I read both Detroit papers on the internet and every day, and I listen to you. And,
I'll stop it.
Well, hey, you know, you turn about is fair play.
Stop it.
And I'll tell you how I do my business. It's not really by reading stuff. I sort of do journalism by going in and hanging around and just being there. And you would be surprised how many people will come up to you in the hallway in the Capitol and say, Skubik, did you know such and such was going on? And of course, I didn't. So that is really the way to play this game.
All right, Tim Skubik, who will you be working on or what will you be working on tonight on Channel 6?
It's yet to be determined, as we say.
That means you got something good coming up, so we'll be watching.
Please do, T.
All right, Tim Skubik.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.